I'm Sean Ellis, and welcome to this week's edition of Sean Says. This week I have an encouraging message about failure. And if that sounds odd, let me tell you what I mean. You've probably heard of Tony Robbins' show Breakthrough on NBC. It's a reality-type show where Tony does what he does, and each show, each episode is a story of him helping a person or a family overcome whatever the struggles are in their life and those sorts of things. It's an inspirational type reality show. Well, after just two episodes, the show was canceled. It debuted just earlier this summer, and there was a lot of promotion leading up to it on NBC, and a lot of Tony's friends in the personal development world were promoting it. I know I saw several emails promoting it. Well, with all that, with the magic of Tony Robbins, his show still failed after just two episodes, and it was actually said to be one of NBC's worst debuts of all time. Now, the encouraging thing here is not that Tony Robbins' show failed. I'm not happy that it failed. I don't know Tony, but I have nothing against him. I'm using this as an illustration because here's what this tells us. It was an encouragement to me, and I hope it will be an encouragement to you. What it says is that no one is invincible. We're all human, and anyone can fail. Tony has been doing what he does. He's sold millions of books, millions of dollars with his infomercials. He charges thousands of dollars for people to attend his seminars. He's got people to pay him six figures or more to be their sort of personal coach for the year. I mean, this guy, he's clearly a success. Regardless of how you feel about him personally, he has achieved success in his field. There's no question about that. If you say, you know, name a motivational speaker, Tony Robbins' name is probably going to come up pretty close to the top. But even with all of that, he still failed. That's the bottom line. This show failed. It was a failure. And I'm sure that was tough for him to come to terms with. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with failure. As a matter of fact, that's the second point of this, is that no matter how far along you are, no matter how long you've been doing what you've been doing, no matter how much success you've achieved, you never reach the point where you're so established that you don't have to take chances anymore. Because that's what this was. This was a gamble. Putting a show like this on TV, I mean, reality shows are huge. We know that. But with this kind of self-help type personality, and a show like this had never been done before. So it was a gamble by Tony and by NBC. And, you know, it didn't work out. But you would never know if you didn't try it. You've got to try it. And, you know, what if it went on to be a huge phenomenon? Well, you would never know if you didn't try it. So those are the two things that I want you to remember out of this. Number one, you're never so established that you don't have to take chances anymore. We all need to keep taking chances. We need to keep trying new things. And that's the way I run my business, for one thing. We're always trying to do things different, especially on the Speakers Bureau front. We've put up all kinds of initiatives, and some of them work, some of them don't. But we've got to keep trying. And with Succeed Speaking and with the Gold Inner Circle, one of the things I focus on is not just, you know, how to do well on this sales call or just the basics of booking events. I mean, that's all important, but I'm trying to help speakers and help you go beyond that, to do some things outside what is normal, because I believe that's what it takes to achieve true success. You've got to do some things at some point that people are going to say, you know what, that's just not going to work. That's a crazy idea. And maybe it doesn't work, but sometimes it does. And the way that I evaluate potential moves like that is to look at it, and I ask myself, you know, what is the worst that could come out of this, both in the short term and long term? What is the worst that could happen here? And I vividly remember when I started the Speakers Group, I was leaving another company considering leaving another company to go out on my own. And I remember thinking through this and talking about it with my wife and us just going through and saying, you know, what's the worst that could happen here? And it was everything from, well, we could lose our house, we could go bankrupt, we might have to move in with your parents, all these sorts of things. But the bottom line, out of all that, when we weighed all that, we said, well, you know what, it's not going to kill us. There's nothing, the worst that can happen is not terrible. So we looked at that, that looked okay. Okay, now what is the best that could happen, both tomorrow and at the end of the year, 3 years from now, 10 years from now? What's the best that could happen? And a lot of times you find that the best is much greater than the worst. In other words, the best is better than the worst is bad, if I'm saying that right. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying there. So you've got to weigh that out, and you know, you don't just jump on everything and take chances just for sake of taking chances. You've got to be smart about it, but always be bold and be willing to try things. That's the first part. The second part of this is, again, just the reminder that no one is invincible. So you're never going to get to the point where your business is fail-proof, where every idea you have is fail-proof. You know, you would think, or at least I would be tempted to think, that Tony Robbins, a guy like that, I mean, just whatever he touches is gold. I mean, how can he mess up after all these years and all he's done? How could he possibly fail with anything? But this shows us that, again, we're all human. So that's what I want to remind you. And I also want to share a couple of other quotes here to wrap this up. These are a couple of quotes I've come across in the last week that I think tie in with this. One is from Dale Earnhardt Jr., the NASCAR driver. And I've become sort of a NASCAR fan. I'm not a huge fan, but a lot of Sundays I'll enjoy turning it on and watching. And I've tried to learn about the strategy. And, you know, these guys are doing more than just driving in circles out there. Well, Dale is, you know, he's from basically royalty in the NASCAR world. Dale Earnhardt Sr., his father is a legend. Well, Dale Jr., you know, he hasn't been as successful as his father. Actually, I was just looking up, in the last 6 years, he's only won three races out of the last 6 years. For his whole career, which is a little over 10 years now, he's won 18 out of 386 races. That's only 4.7%. So here's a guy who knows about failure. I mean, he loses more than he wins, far more. He loses over 95% of his races. I mean, can you imagine that? How do you get yourself up for that? Well, here's what Dale said. You just keep working hard and showing up each weekend, and hopefully it starts working. That, to me, relates to this taking chances. You've got to keep trying things. You've got to do... You know, take care of business first, do what you do, but you've got to keep trying. You just keep working hard and showing up, and hopefully it starts working. Some of those things are going to hit, some of them aren't. And I'll wrap this up with a quote from the legend Rocky Balboa. I caught Rocky Balboa on one of the cable channels yesterday. At the end, I hadn't seen it. This is the latest installment and the final installment, I suppose. But at the end, in that grand fight at the end, I couldn't help but be inspired and wrapped up in it. And there's a voiceover there from Rocky inside his head. And he's saying, it's not how hard you hit that matters. It's how hard of a hit you can take and get back up. That's what makes a champion. So with all this, I want to encourage you with... The market has been rough the last year or 2 years for speakers. I mean, a lot of speakers are down and challenged, struggling, frustrated. You insert the right word there. It's been tough times. And for our business too, I mean, as a speakers bureau, we feel what you feel. These are hard times for a lot of people. But we've got to just keep trying, keep pressing on, be willing to fail, never play it so safe that we don't take chances and put ourselves in position where we might fail. We've got to keep fighting, keep showing up, and eventually the right things will happen. That's what we keep fighting for. So go out there. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.